For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it rains, it pours. You know that feeling when you're already running late and then something happens and you're like, oh, this is only going to add more time to it.
It's continuous.
So the other day, I was down in San Diego. I had to run out to an event. And before I went, I was like, you know what? I just want to go upstairs. I want to get freshened up a little bit.
Right.
I was already late. We know I'm not very punctual. So I was like, I got time. I'm just going to run upstairs quick. I'm going to rinse off, change my clothes, and I'll run back outside. Well, I was in a hotel, and this is the first time I had gone into the actual shower there. And they had one of those, what are they, the rainfall showers? You know, where it's like right above your head?
Right.
And I didn't realize that. Jumped in the shower, turned it on, soaked my hair, which I was not planning to wash my hair. I was just going to rinse off and get fresh to go back out. So now I'm in full panic mode. I'm like, I'm already late. My hair is dripping wet. I'm supposed to be across the street like 25 minutes ago. I had to throw my hair in a bun and just go. I'm like, at this point, I there's nothing I can do.
You got to take that second during the madness and go, all right, just get it together. There's nothing we can do now. It's already happened. This is a disaster. We'll worry about it later. Let's just get it together and do something.
Well, and it crossed my mind. I'm like, okay, do I blow dry my hair? And I'm like, no, by the time I blow dry and straighten my hair, I'm another half hour late. Like, just gotta roll with it.
I don't think you're the only one that this happens to. This happens to me all the time. The saying, when it rains, it pours, like you said earlier, is the most accurate saying going around. It just piles on when one thing goes wrong. It must be a mental state.
I don't know.
Panicked.
I felt like an Alanis Morissette song, right, though. Isn't it ironic? It was. Let me tell you, the hairstyle was not cute, but we had to go with it. Have you ever had one of these moments where you're already running late and it just kept getting worse?
I have. I'll tell you in the next break. But all let's right. hear from you. 888-431-3764. When one thing goes wrong, everything seems to go wrong, especially when it comes to being late. I might have your story topped, Kelly. Years ago, this is years ago when I was even more immature than I already am, I was late for a job interview. It was one of my first jobs out of college. I think it was a sales job or something. Super excited about it. Late because I hit unexpected traffic. Then I got into a car accident.
Oh, okay.
And guess what?
Huh?
It was my fault.
Oh, hey, at least you had an excuse for the job. Why were you late? I was in a car accident. Maybe you get the sympathy vote and you get the job.
Well, I didn't think about that.
No?
I didn't even call them. I'm like, I'm leaving this one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not even showing up. I'm already late. What do I say? Hi, I got into a car accident. You know, the dog ate my homework. Are they going to believe that? I felt like I had no chance of getting the job anyway, so move on with life on that one.
Just take a loss.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, this one's just not going to work out. 714 texted and said, the worst thing is when you're running late and then you hit every single red light.
That's so true.
It is. And it seems like it's the longest light ever. You're like, come on. What is going on? Melissa and Menifee, do you have a story about when you were running late?
Oh, my goodness. I have a special needs son. I was kind of early for an appointment, and he had thrown a tantrum before I left. So I calmed him down, got that done, then left for my appointment. Well, it was very confusing, the area. So I get to the area I thought it was, and they're like, oh, no, that's the next building over. So I was like, okay. And I called the doctor's office. I'm like, I'm going to be like 5 minutes late. They're like, okay, that's fine. Get to that building. It's not there. And then they're like, oh, no, that's the building across the street. So I go across the street. They're like, no, we don't have that in this building. So that's the building over to the left. So I go to that building. And by then, I'm like, where is this place? I went to five different buildings and wound up being 30 minutes late and didn't get to go to my doctor's appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you just sweating bullets?
I was. And I kept calling them. I'm like, I'm around the corner, because I always thought I was. And then I'd get there and I would not.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when you have to call your doctor's office and be like, can you drop me a pin? I have no idea where you are.
I was about ready.
Okay, I think the 951 might actually have us all beat when it comes to running late. Said it happened this morning. I was running late, and then I almost got hit by loose PVC pipes that fell off the truck on the 60 freeway. Then my mom calls me and says, hey, can you come stop by? I think the shower's leaking. Well, it wasn't the shower that was leaking. It's a water line that broke behind the wall and flooded her entire house.
That all happened this morning.
okay, I am done complaining for the day.
You know what makes it worse? He then hears us speaking about it as it's happening to him.
Hey, it can only get better, right? Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Right.
Running late just adds so much stress to your day. It's like next level. I was recently down in San Diego. I was supposed to be at an event, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take a little time to myself. I'm just going to go rinse off, try and freshen up before I go. It was already running late. Jumped in the shower. Was not aware that it had one of those rainfall shower heads. Turned it on. Soaked my hair. Was not planning on doing my hair. And so now being like 5-10 minutes late, I was 25 to more like a half hour late to this event.
And it was just sorry, like, Kelly.
At that point, what are you going to do? Throw your hair in a bun and go try and master the rest of the day.
I think you've been very relatable to a lot of people driving this morning, like the 909 here. I'm running late today. My son has his last behind the wheel training.
Ooh.
I get to work and I have his permit.
Oh.
Horrible feeling. I'm sorry.
Yep. Now you're going to leave work and go take care of it. I totally feel you on that. 619 is actually stuck in it right now. Says, we left 2 minutes late for school. Then after that, hit every single red light. We got traffic from another school, entered a construction zone where they stopped traffic to get the slowest tractor ever to cross the streets. Our 10-minute drive has now taken us 25 minutes, and we're not even to school yet.
Yeah, it's when it rains, it pours. The most accurate saying ever. 714 simply puts it, it's the worst when you have to go to the bathroom.
When you're running late and you can't get to the bathroom.
We've all been through that feeling.
I think we all know that one, definitely. You don't want to be late for the high-low jackpot. We are kicking off a brand new jackpot coming up less than 8 minutes away.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.